Tere hommikus. Sorry, my knowledge is very short.
Avandust, et minu teadmised on väga väikesed.
Especially I'm weak in languages.
Eriti nõrk olen ma keelte koha pealt.
And you would say in 25 years you should learn Estonian.
Te võite öelda, et 25 aastaga oleks minu eesti keele selgeks saada.
But I'm thankful to you for your trust, for your love, for your support all these 25 years.
Kuid ma olen tänulik teile ja kogu teie usalduse ja toetuse ja armastuse eest nende 25 aasta jooksul.
I always felt in Tartu that I'm in home.
Ma olen alati tunnud, et Tartus olen kodus.
You are so friendly.
Te olete nii sõbralikud.
So I would like to congratulate new Baltic Union president David Nemik and his wife.
Tahaksin õnnitleda uut Balti Unioni presidenti David Nõmmikut ja tema abikaasat.
I know that Union is in good hands.
Ma tean, et Union on heades kätes.
He is good visionary.
Ta on hea visionäär.
He is good in teaching.
Ta on hea õpetaja.
And he loves church.
Ja ta armastab kogudust.
And he loves God.
Ja ta armastab Jumalat.
I would like to congratulate new Estonian president Ivo Kask and his wife.
Tahaksin samuti õnnitleda uut Eesti Liidu presidenti Ivo Kasku ja tema abikaasat.
I worked together with Ivo quite a bit.
Olen temaga nii mõndagi koos töötanud.
And I know he's he's devoted to God and to church.
Ja ma tean, et ta on pühendunud Jumalale ja kirikule.
And he's man to whom we can trust.
Need on mees, keda võime usaldada.
And I wish you God's blessings.
Ja soovin teile Jumala õnnistusi.
Today we heard nice song about cross.
Täna kuulsime head laulu risti kohta.
And I would like to continue this topic.
Ja ma tahaksin sellel teemal jätkata.
And there is two people who once is amazing and one is not amazing.
Seal on kaks inimest, kellest ühest üks on imeline ja teine mitte.
I would like to read from Luke 23, verse 35 to 45.
Tahaksin lugeda Luuka 23. Peatükis salmid 35 kuni 40...
45.
43.
Can you read?
Jah. Ja rahvas oli jäänud seisma ja teda vaatama. Aga ülemad kirvitasid Jeesus üle. Teisi on ta päästnud. Päästku ise ennast, kui ta on see ära valitu Jumala messias. Ja ka sõdurid teotsid teda, astudes ta juurde tuuesta läädikat ja öeldes, kui sa oled juutide kuningas, päästa ise ennast. Aga tema kohal oli ka tahvel, see on juutide kuningas. Aga üks ristil rippuvaist kurjategijaist teotas Jeesust, eks ole messias, päästa siis ise ennast ja meid. Aga teine sõitles teda, karda ometi Jumalat, kuna sa oled selle sama karistuse all. Meie küll õigusega, sest me saame kätte, mis meie teod on väärt, aga tema ei ole teinud midagi sündimatut. Ja ta ütles, Jeesus, mõtle minu peale, kui sa tuled oma kuningriiki. Ja Jeesus ütles talle, tõesti ma ütlen sulle, täna oled sa koos minuga paradiisis.
Thank you. When you come to this church, how many crosses you see on top of tower?
Kui te olete tulnud siia kirikusse, mitu risti on selle kiriku torni peal?
How many?
Mitu?
One.
Ainult üks.
I know that you know one.
Ma tean, et seal on ainult üks.
But why not three?
Aga miks mitte kolm?
But you see, when people, when builders are making church building, they think that we have to show and to show direction to Jesus Christ, to his cross and his resurrection.
Teame, et kui inimesed ehitavad kirikud, siis nad püüavad näidata teed Kristuse surma ja ülestõusmise juurde.
But maybe it's so that one cross is talking about Christ.
Kuid võib-olla on nii, et üks rist räägib Kristusest.
But three crosses are talking about church, about congregation.
Aga kolm risti räägivad kogudusest.
In all gospels is said that Jesus didn't died only one. He didn't die only one. He
Kõikides evangeeliumides räägitakse, et Jeesus ei surnud üksinda.
But only Luke is telling about conversation, what happened with these people at crosses.
Kui ainult Luuka evangeelium mainib seda vestlust, mis toimub seal ristide peal.
Maybe this word conversation is so soft if we think about situation and at cross.
Aga kui me mõtleme selle olukorra peal ristil, siis sõna vestlus on ehk liiga leebe.
This conversation started a little bit later when they were hanged at cross.
See vestlus algas hiljem, kui nad olid juba ristile riputatud.
It was said that people went by the cross and they saw this name on that it is a king of Jews.
On öeldud, et inimesed kõndisid ristist mööda ja nägid sinna risti kohale riputatud silti juutide kuningas.
Maybe these people were amazed.
Võibolla need inimesed olid pahviks löödud.
But not about these two names.
Aga mitte nende kahe nime pärast.
Matthew and Mark Matthew and Mark tells that these two were robbers.
Mattus ja Markus ütlevad, et need kaks meest, kes olid Jeesuse kõrval, olid rööblid.
But Luke called them as criminals.
Ja Luuka kutsub neid kurjategijateks.
According Luke, they could be thieves, maybe runaway slaves.
Luke järgi nad võisid olla kas vargad või ära jooksnud orjad.
Maybe rebels.
Võibolla mässajad.
But anyway, how it would be?
Kuid ükskõik, kuidas see ka ei olnud.
One of them thought that even Jesus did something bad because he hangs at the cross.
Üks nendest arvas, et Jeesus on samuti teinud midagi halba, sest ta on seal ristil.
You are the Messiah, aren't you?
Kas sina oled Messias?
He scoffed.
Ta pilkas.
I thought that you were Messiah. All people are talking that you are Messiah.
Ma näen, et sa oled Messias. Kõik räägivad, et sa oled Messias.
Save yourself and us.
Päästa siis ise ennast ja meid.
And it was not said in a whisper.
Ja seda ei ole öeldud siis sosinal.
It was said loudly.
Seda öeldi valju häälega.
So that another criminal, another side of Jesus could hear it.
Nii et see teine kurjategi, kes oli Jeesuse teisel küljel, võis seda kuulda.
But this second one condemned him.
Kuid see teine noomib teda.
He said, aren't you afraid of God?
Ta küsib tema käest, kas sa ei karda Jumalat?
Since you are suffering the same penalty.
Sina ju kannatad sama karistust.
We have been condemned justly.
Meid on õigusega süüdi mõistetud.
Because we are getting what we deserve for what we have done.
Sest me saame seda, mida me oleme väärt oma tegude eest.
But this man has done nothing wrong.
Aga tema pole midagi valesti teinud.
So we can see that Jesus were in crossfire.
Nii et me näeme, et Jeesus on otse kui rist tule all.
From one side he received attack.
Ühelt poolt teda rünnatakse.
From other side he was defended.
Teiselt poolt teda kaitstakse.
Both of them were criminals.
Ja mõlemad neist on kurjategijad.
But they were different in thinking.
Kuid nende mõtlemine oli erinev.
In Gospel of Luke we don't find the names of them.
Luuka evangeelium ei maini nende nimesid.
But there is such apocryphal gospel according Nicodemus.
Kuid on üks apokryfiline evangeelium, Nicodemus evangeelium.
Which was written in the 4th century.
Mis kirjutati 4. sajandil.
In that gospel is written a story how Jesus were crucified and how he resurrected.
Ja selles evangeeliumis on kirja pandud Jeesuse ristilöömise ja ülestõusmise lugu.
In that gospel is mentioned those names who were beside Jesus.
Ja selles evangeeliumis on mainitud nende meeste nimesid, kes olid Jeesuse kõrval.
Dismas and Gestas.
Dismas ja Gestas, ma ei tea, kas need on Läti nimed.
Yeah. It was not in Latin, Latvian, but in Latin.
Need ei olnud Läti nimed, aga Ladina nimed.
Dismas was criminal.
Dismas oli kurjategija.
Who defended Jesus?
Kes Jeesust kaitses.
But Gestas laughed about Jesus.
Kuid Gestas naeris Jeesus üle.
And one thing we can learn from dying people.
Ja mõlemad olid suremad.
They are not hiding themselves more.
Ja nad ei varja enam oma mõtteid.
Because death is so close.
Sest surm on nii lähedal.
And there is no power, no strength in them.
Ja nendes ei ole enam mingisugust jõudu.
There is no strength to pretend themselves.
Nendel ei ole enam väge teeselda.
All masks fell down.
Kõik maskid on alla langenud.
And all defenses stopped.
Ja kogu kaitse on lõppenud.
There is only naked personality.
On vaid alasti isiksused.
Somebody is destroyed totally, they don't think more.
Miski on täielikult hävitatud, nad enam ei mõtle.
Others are in high esteem.
Mõned teised on kõrge enesehinnanguga.
And we cannot say who in which way they will be in such situation.
Me ei tea, kuidas keegi meist oleks sellises situatsioonis.
When we think about these Gestas who attacked Jesus.
Kui me mõtleme selle Gestase peale, kes Jeesust ründas.
I can understand that all life he was pity about something.
Mulle tundub, et kogu elu ta nagu kahetses midagi.
He understood that there is no hope in the life.
Ta mõistis, et tema elus ei ole mingisugust lootust.
There is nothing to hope for.
Pole midagi, mille peale loota.
Maybe everything which he had, which was he loved and which was expensive, everything will be taken away.
Võibolla kõik, mida ta armastas ja mis oli talle kallis, oli temalt ära võetud.
Maybe he was thief who wanted to get back what was taken from him.
Võibolla ta oli varas selle pärast, et tahtis tagasi saada seda, mis talt oli võetud.
And in such way he would get back which he lost.
Ja nii saaks tagasi seda, mida ta on kaotanud.
But actually he blamed others.
Kuid ta süüdistas teisi.
What they did and what they didn't do.
Mida nad olid teinud ja mida nad teinud ei olnud.
And in the end he became of these deeds in such situation.
Ja lõpuks oma tegude tagajärjel oli ta jõudnud sellisesse olukorda.
And the sentence of death, it was not surprise for him.
Ja surma mõistmine ei olnud tema jaoks üllatav otsus.
In his life he worked a lot for that.
Oma elus oli ta palju töötanud selle nimel.
But he didn't felt any responsibility for that.
Kui ta ei tunnud selle eest vastutust.
He justified himself so far that he was not fault. He has not any guilt.
Ta oli ennast nii palju õigustanud, et ta ei tunnud endal olevat mingit süüd.
And the judge made wrong decision.
Ja kohtunik tegi vale otsuse.
And where was God? Where was God?
Ja kus oli siis Jumal?
Why he didn't stop this procedure for him?
Miks ta ei peatanud seda protsessi?
So even God is guilty.
Nii et isegi Jumala on süüdi.
And in the end,
ja lõpuks,
this man,
see
which
mees,
is between them, he is guilty.
Ja lõpuks see mees, kes on siis nende kahe vahel, on süüdi.
If he would be Messiah,
kui ta oleks Messias,
then he had to be, had to have power to make him free.
Siis oleks tal ju olemas väge, et teda vabastada.
But he is doing nothing.
Aga ta ei tee midagi.
In his sarcasm, this criminal could not understand that this is righteous suffering.
See kurjategija ei suutnud mõista, et tegemist oli õiglase karistusega.
That he is not delivering from death.
Et ta ei päästa neid surmast.
But he is saving through his death.
Aga ta päästab oma surma kaudu.
And even after resurrection he will be the savior of humanity.
Ja ka peale ülestõusmist on see mees siis kogu maailma päästja.
I know today in Tartu church there is no such members who would blame others in their guilt.
Ma tean, et Tartu koguduses ei ole sellised inimesi, kes süüdistaksid teisi oma ebaõnnes.
But there is another criminal.
Kuid on ka teine kurjategija.
Dismas.
Dismas.
Seems to me that he understood what he did wrong.
Tundub, et tema mõistis, mis ta oli teinud valesti.
And why he was at the cross.
Ja miks tema oli risti peal.
He said, we have been condemned justly. Because...
Ta ütleb, et meid on õiglaselt süüdi mõistetud.
Because we are getting what we deserve.
Sest me saame kätte, mis meie teod on väärt.
For what we have done. He has a understanding of righteousness.
Tema mõistis õiglust.
And he was ready to accept this decision of judgment.
Ja tema oli valmis selle kohta otsuse vastu võtma.
It is very hard to understand what asked, what pushed him to think in such way.
On raske mõista, mis viis teda selliste mõteteni.
Maybe he was a criminal who felt his conscience, that conscience is judging him.
Võibolla ta oli kurjategija, kelle südametunnistus teda mõjutas.
He was something like as a casino player who didn't took out, when he lost, he didn't took out pistol and didn't shoot his winner. A casino player, you know.
Võibolla ta oli nagu kasino mängija, kes võttis välja püstoli ja tulistas seda, kes oli võitnud.
But he accepted this...
Ei, see, kes ei tulistanud võitjat.
He accepted this judgment.
Aga ta võttis selle kohta otsuse vastu.
He wanted to admit that he is wrong.
Ta tahtis tunnistada, et ta on valesti teinud.
In the time when Gestus, which cursed others, Dismas all things put to turn to himself.
Selle ajal, kui Gestas süüdistas teisi, siis Dismas mõistis, et tema ise on süüdi.
And Dismas was the first who understood that Jesus' death is not against this promised savior's actions.
Ja tema oli esimene, kes mõistis, et Jeesuse surmas ei ole midagi halba, vaid... Vaid see on tõotuste kohane.
Jesus is savior still.
Jeesus on ka surmas päästja.
And this must first understand that crucifixion of Jesus Christ is a first step towards God's kingdom.
Ja ta mõistab, et Jeesus surmamine, ristile löömine on esimene samm kuningriigile.
To, how to say, to when you receive this crown, it's a crowning of a leader.
Et see on nagu juhi kuninga kroonimine.
Of God's kingdom.
Jumala kuningriigi kroonimine.
And he said to him, to Jesus.
Ja ta ütleb talle.
Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom.
Ta ütleb, Jeesus, mõtle minu peale, kui sa tuled oma kuningriiki.
It is so that he has a hope.
On selge, et tal on lootus.
So when he was at the cross and when he was in blood
ja kui ta oli risti peal ja verine
and when he was in understanding of his guilt
ja kui ta mõistis enda süüd
he recognized somebody who is going farther as him.
Siis ta mõistis, et siin on kedagi, kes on läinud kaugemale kui tema.
And this must wanted that he would not be lost in this king's memory.
Ja tismas ei tahtnud, et ta selle kuninga mälus muutuks kadunuks.
And this was his prayer, only prayer, remember me.
Ja see oli tema ainus palve, et mõtle minu peale.
But he received something more, something bigger, what he could understand.
Kui ta sai siin midagi suuremat, kui tema suutis mõistagi.
Jesus said to him, I tell you with certainty, today.
Jeesus ütles talle, ma ütlen sulle kindlalt täna.
You will be in paradise.
Sa oled koos minuga paradiisis.
You will be with me in paradise.
Sa oled koos minuga paradiisis.
It was time when Jesus was announced as a king.
See oli aeg, kus Jeesus kuulutati välja kui kuningas.
It was written on cross.
See oli kirjutatud ristile.
And he was greeted as a king.
Ja teda tervitati kui kuningat.
And the Roman soldier gave him a cup.
Ja Rooma sõdur tõi talle karika.
He was smiling about him.
Ta naeris tema üle.
But it was very strange inauguration.
Aga see oli väga kummaline selline ametisse pühitsemine.
There was no those people who should be there.
Seal olid inimesed, kes ei oleks pidanud selle olema.
But there was those people who was not invited by king.
Seal olid need inimesed, keda kuningas ei kutsuks.
Jesus was called as criminal.
Jeesus kutsuti kurjategijaks.
But in his death he gave a peace and hope.
Aga oma surmas annis ta rahu ja lootust.
Jesus is judge and over all judges.
Jeesus on kohtunik üle kõigi kohtunike.
And in his authority and he announced.
Ja oma autoriteediga kuulutas ta siis välja.
You will be with me in paradise.
Sa oled koos minuga paradiisis.
He didn't die as usually those who are mocked are dying, they are cursing others.
Ta ei surnud nii, nagu tavaliselt surevad need, keda pilgatakse, kes ise sõimavad.
But he pardoned to those who mocked him.
Vaid ta annestas neile, kes teda pilkasid.
He was something like as a king who went towards his throne.
Ta oli nagu kuningas, kes läks vastu oma troonile.
And who is promising the place of honor and happiness to those who pray.
Ja kes lubab aulisi kohti nendele, kes palvetavad.
It was today when this criminal received this promise.
Just sellel päeval sai see kurjategija oma tõotuse.
Today this criminal can look over his grave.
Sel päeval võis kurjategija vaadata kaugemal oma hauast.
And this conversation between these criminals was stopped.
Ja siis peatus see vestlus.
And Luke are not telling more about that.
Ja Lukas ei räägi rohkem enam sellest.
There is darkness around the cross.
Risti peale tuleb pimedus.
But these symbols of three crosses still there.
Kuid need kolm risti, see sümbol on endiselt seal.
The conversation still continues between those who feel that they are guilty and those who feel that they are not guilty.
Jätkub vestlus nende vahel, kes tunnevad, et nad on süüdi ja nende vahel, kes tunnevad, et nad ei ole süüdi.
Those who feel that they don't, who are not guilty, they feel that they don't need a pardon. They are righteous.
Need, kes tunnevad, et nad pole süüdi, nad tunnevad, et nad ei vaja ka annestus, sest nad pole midagi teinud.
But there is those who feel that they are sinners.
Kuid on need, kes tunnevad, et nad on patused.
Who needs pardon for their sins.
Kes vajavad annestust oma patude eest.
And Jesus is something like as a bridge which connects these two sides.
Ja Jeesus on nagu sild, mis neid kahte poolt ühendab.
And Jesus is as a king, he is promising the place of honor with him.
Jeesus kui kuningas lubab aulist kohta koos temaga.
To those who admits their sins.
Nendele, kes tunnistavad üles oma patus.
And to those who ask for pardon.
Ja nendele, kes paluvad andestust.
Today we are thinking about one cross.
Täna me mõtleme ühe risti peale.
But God knows that all of us we are hanging on these two ones.
Kuid Jumal teab, et me kõik tegelikult ripume nendel kahel ristil.
And if we accept the one who is with us as our savior.
Ja kui me tunnistame teda, kes on meie keskel kui oma päästjat.
Then today we receive promise that we will have everlasting life.
Siis on ka meie omaks tõotus, et me saame igaves elu.
Everlasting life together with him.
Igaven elu koos temaga.
Because one cross tells about Jesus Christ.
Sest üks rist räägib meile Jeesusest.
Who was crucified.
Kes oli risti löödud.
But three crosses are organizing the church.
Kuid kolm risti, need räägivad kogudusest.
Can you accept it?
Kas te suudate selle vastu võtta?
If yes, say amen.
Kui jah, öelge amen.
Amen.